Mockumentaries can find humor in the most mundane places, like the Parks Department of a small town in Indiana or a paper company in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now, a new mockumentary out of Kenya has another workplace to make fun of, the NGO, or non-governmental organization. The show is The Samaritans, and while The Samaritans doesn't have a Leslie Knope or a Michael Scott, they do have this guy.
Hi, I'm Scott Bartley, and I'm an alcoholic.
Ooh, wrong meeting.
Now, as your director, I'm here to make that difference, that change, for Africa. I'm not as wet behind the ears as some of you may think. I've worked for my mother's NGO since I was 6 years old.
Hussein Kurji is the creator of The Samaritans. We reached him in Kenya via Skype. Hussein describes The Samaritans as a show about an organization that does nothing. He told KUOW Steve Shearer it was inspired in part by a five-course dinner he observed when he was working at a hotel.
I was, we were setting up a banquet, and we weren't quite sure what the banquet was for. So when the time came for service, they were on their second course, and, you know, we're all serving lobster bisque, and the man on the podium starts talking about how to reduce poverty. And as I continued to listen to the speech, it was actually a lot of agencies and NGO aid workers that had gathered for lunch at a five-star hotel, and the topic of discussion was how to reduce poverty in Africa. So there was some kind of juxtapose that didn't quite add up, and I think that event like planted the seed for The Samaritans.
Hussein Kurji is creator of the new Kenyan mockumentary, The Samaritans. Mockumentary like The Office or Parks and Recreation, this one set in Kenya. The Aid for Aid country director, Scott, I heard you describe him as a martyr. What kind of person is he, and how is he changing?
You know, he's a product of his upbringing. We had him come from a very privileged background, and a lot of his confidence or overconfidence comes from his upbringing. So you do feel kind of sorry for him as you understand his story, that while he may have good intentions, they don't always work in his favor.
So here's Scott as he's trying to brainstorm a new acronym for the organization. They're working on getting a grant.
We hadn't made a start on the grant application. We didn't even have a good acronym yet. And everybody knows it's all about the acronym. Sometimes a good acronym can win a grant just like that. Take last year's winning one, for example. So that was building real infrastructure, bringing enterprise to societies, which is bribes. I mean, that didn't help anyone. I mean, it was complete nonsense.
Say, Aid for Aid, what's their motto?
The media liaison person came up with a motto in one of her commercials where she's trying to, Aid for Aid did a commercial to help them raise money, and she chose the motto "Build Better Lives."
That sounds very realistic to me.
Build better lives? Don't you think that's vague?
I've looked at some NGO statements that are even vaguer.
Whether it's for themselves or for the people that they're supposed to be helping, no one really knows at the moment.
I see. There's your two-pronged definition of that.
There you go.
You know, Hussein, one of the themes that emerge in the shows and the clips and in the episodes is some of the people who work for NGOs think they know it all. Some of them kind of have a martyr complex that they're know-it-alls and that they're doing this for the good. And they also, some of them have coping behaviors. And I was wondering, in terms of those coping behaviors, describe some of them, and why do you think those characters have those sort of behaviors?
So Martha, who is the deputy director, who is actually the matriarch of the office, we get introduced to her just as she's starting to decline. And the last straw for her was Scott Bartley, the inexperienced, over-educated, privileged narcissist who comes in and takes over a job that belonged to her. She's now starting to crack, and she chose alcohol as her coping method.
Well, when I watch Dunder Mifflin and I see Steve Carell as a manager, when some of those shows end and I vow, A, I'll never go work in an office, and B, I feel terrible that some of these people are in doing this work. How do you want your audience to come away at the end of an episode?
Well, there are many different facets, right? So while we're talking about NGO, we're also talking about a new kind of Africa, a new kind of emerging economy, where you may have stories surrounding NGO work. You still have characters that are part of a new Africa, whether it's about economic advantages or that we do have a vibrant city in Africa. It's not all about slums and guns. We're also showcasing that kind of a story as well.
Well, that's exciting because, as you mentioned, a new Africa. We don't get a lot of media, and we don't get a lot of TV shows from Africa unless the BBC's doing it, and that's just like what an NGO does in that sense. So this this is exciting to have a show coming out of Africa.
Yeah, I think it'd be. I mean, there's a lot of content coming out of Africa now, you know, and the industry is still in its infancy, so we have a lot to learn. But we do think that there are lots of positive stories to also be told, whether it's in comedy or any other genre. And the more people that see a different side of Africa, the more our industry grows as well.
That's Hussein Kurji. He's the creator of a new mockumentary. It's called The Samaritans, and it's about NGOs. He spoke with Steve Scheer from Kenya.